Let's begin today's broadcast, as always, at this time of week, with our customary coverage of Pope Benedict XVI's Wednesday General Audience with pilgrims from across the world.
Solleviamo i nostri occhi al Signore, finché di noi abbia pietà.
The image of a slave looking for freedom indicates an expectation that God will pour forth his gifts of justice and freedom.
A te che abiti nei cieli.
Pope Benedict XVI's words to the English-speaking pilgrims echoed across a miserable, rain-drenched St. Peter's Square as he focused on Psalm 122, which speaks of the believer's desire to raise their eyes to the Lord in the hope of a loving response. And indeed of the whole community's confidence in the tender and compassionate glance of the Lord, confident in his mercy, whatever the odds.
The second part of the psalm is a plea for God's mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. The faithful may suffer scorn and disdain at the hands of the rich and arrogant, who have no fear of the Lord, violate the rights of the weak, and trample on the poor.
But Pope Benedict added, the just entrust their plight to the Lord, who does not remain indifferent to their imploring eyes, who does not ignore their plea, who does not disappoint their hope.
Solleviamo i nostri occhi al Signore, finché di noi abbia pietà.
And finally, departing from his catechesis on Psalm 122, the Holy Father put the spotlight on the teaching of the man he referred to as the great Saint Ambrose.
To conclude, let us recall the teaching of the great Saint Ambrose, who states, Christ is everything for us, justice, strength, life, and light.
At the end of the audience, the Holy Father imparted his apostolic blessing in Latin to all those gathered there in St. Peter's Square.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini,
qui feci celum et terra,
benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Signore.